I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll hear about the latest round of persecution in Iran in a moment, but make sure you stick around. A new but familiar leader will share his thoughts as he takes the helm at Food for the Hungry. So let's get started. The crackdown on Christians in Iran continues. Saheb Fedai and Fatima Bakhteri just received sentences of 12 to 18 months for spreading propaganda against the regime. Miles Windsor of Middle East Concern says there's more.
It was written in the verdict that for Christians to claim that Jesus is Lord and that the Bible is their final authority can be perceived as an attack against Islam, which is far more open than it usually is. Usually we see charges almost deliberately hiding the religious element of this persecution, but this is quite open in terms of to hold Christian beliefs in Iran is perceived as unacceptable and an attack against Islam.
Christians in the West can't do much in the way of advocacy.
There's a risk that any kind of activism on behalf of Christians in Iran will sort of add fuel to the fire, give Iranian authorities a sense that they're right in suggesting that Iranian Christians are agents in some way of the West, or they're seeking to undermine the government.
But we can talk to the one who moves mountains.
God is sovereign. He is in control. He doesn't forget his children. And we can ask him to protect them, preserve them and their faith. Praise God that he is working in Iran, and pray for our brothers and sisters there.
Next, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is in the business of mobilizing students for God's mission. One way InterVarsity is doing this is through its triannual Student Missions Conference, Urbana 18, held in St. Louis, Missouri. InterVarsity's director of the Urbana Student Missions Conference, Ruth Hubbard, says,
sometimes I think we work so hard to extend that invitation in a way that meets the generation where they are that we forget to call them in a prophetic and discipling way to what God is asking them to do.
At Urbana, students are given the chance to say yes to God and then be discipled into action.
No generation in its 20s has it all together yet. None of us did. No generation in its 30s has it all together yet. We can't wait until people have it all together before we begin to give them opportunity to be a part of what God is doing. God's grace is great enough. But we also have to look at who is this generation and what are the things that we can come up around the edges and shore up? Where does deep discipleship have to happen?
Want to help these younger generations find their place in Christ? Start by praying for them and God's work at Urbana. We have more ways to help coming up. And Food for the Hungry has been in ministry for almost 50 years, working to end all forms of human poverty. Mike Myers was Food for the Hungry's chief development officer, but last week he took over as their new CEO. We talked to Myers and asked why he's passionate about FH's ministry. He says,
I'm really excited about continuing the work of moving with all the countries we work in towards this idea of graduating communities from extreme poverty, not staying around, but really creating sustainable development work that allows people to move out of the situation they're in into a place that's sustainable and good for their families.
FH's work takes various forms: child sponsorship, food and health programs, refugee aid, and more, all in the name of Christ. Myers met a Syrian refugee family in Lebanon last year who endured the journey over the border in the dead of winter. Today, FH helps refugee families like theirs access resources and spiritual hope.
It was just such a deep conversation that we had, learning about what they had been through and to see how God was working in their life and really working through the local churches in the community and some of the Christians to impact these Syrian refugees that come across the border. And I want to be part of that kind of stuff for many years to come.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.